Chapter 9. Behind the Scenes. In the old days of Hollywood, only the actors or actresses were important. Critics discussed their performances, but only a few considered the director's contribution to the film. But today, things are very different. When we watch films, we know we are seeing the director's view of the world. He or she has the power to change the way we see things on the screen. Alfred Hitchcock is one of the most influential directors of all time. He was born in London, England, and was raised by strict religious parents. His childhood was sad and lonely, and this later influenced the way he directed his films. His father once sent him to the local police station with a note asking the officer to lock him away for 10 minutes as a punishment for behaving badly. Can you imagine any parent doing that today? Alfred's mother forced him to stand at the foot of her bed for several hours as a punishment. He reproduced that scene in Psycho, 1960, one of his most famous films. The ill treatment he suffered in his childhood obviously stayed with him and influenced his films. He often used the idea of being badly treated or wrongly accused. His films are famous for the way he shows violence on screen through shadows and silhouettes. Sometimes, these images are more terrifying than actually seeing the violent act. Hitchcock made some of the scariest films of all time, such as Strangers on a Train, 1951, Rear Window, 1954, and The Birds, 1963. He often made very small appearances in his own films too, and it was fun for the audience to try and find him getting on a bus or passing another character in the street. American actor, producer, and director Clint Eastwood was already a famous Hollywood film star before he started directing. Eastwood has directed films from his first thriller, Play Misty for Me, in 1971, to his most recent film, The 15.17 to Paris, 2018. In Play Misty for Me, Eastwood first used many features that have now become his style, such as handheld cameras and filming from the air. Holding a camera by hand worked very well when he wanted to show movements of physical violence and tension. Eastwood is obsessed with characters who fight to achieve happiness. His characters often succeed against all odds. Other films Eastwood has directed are Unforgiven, 1992, Mystic River, 2003, Million Dollar Baby, 2004, and Gran Torino, 2008. Hollywood doesn't have all the best directors. Pedro Almodóvar is one of Spain's most important filmmakers and a major figure on the stage of world cinema. Almodóvar was born in Castile-La Mancha. He came from a large poor family, and his childhood influenced his work. Many of his films are about people who live in the cities and who return to their family homes in the country, either to escape from others or to try and find peace for themselves. Almodóvar's film Volver, 2006, reflected Spain's past in an authentic Spanish village. The film was very successful, although many people said that Hollywood had influenced it too much. Almodóvar particularly liked Hitchcock's films, and we see this in his early films, such as Mujeres al borde de un ataque de nervios, 1988. He also uses music which appeals to both Spanish and worldwide audiences, such as the bossa nova, flamenco, and bolero. Almodóvar is interested in ideas about identity and borders, so he often uses airports in his films, particularly Madrid-Barajas Airport. He sees airports as doors which lead us from one place or state to another. He uses dressing rooms of theatres or nightclubs with mirrors for the same reason. These are places where we can change who we are, where we go, and how we see ourselves. Alejandro Amenábar is a Spanish and Chilean film director, screenwriter, and composer. He has won 9 Goyas, 2 European Film Awards, and an Oscar. He wrote or co-wrote the scripts to all 6 of his films and composed most of the music. He was born in Chile, but his family escaped to Spain in 1973 because of the political situation in the country. While still a teenager, Amenábar started directing short films. His parents preferred Alejandro not to watch television, but to read, write, and play musical instruments, which made him more creative. Aminabal began studying at university in Madrid, but left after a short time. However, he made many useful friends there who helped him later in life, such as the famous Spanish actor Eduardo Noriega. Aminabal made his first full-length film, Tesis, in 1996, when he was only 24 years old. He set it in the Faculty of Media and Communication Science of his old university in Madrid. It was so successful that it was nominated for 8 Goya Awards and won 7, including Best Picture and Best New Director. In 1997, Aminabal released the psychological and science fiction film Abre los Ojos, starring Penelope Cruz and Eduardo Noriega. Tom Cruise bought the rights to the film, then directed and starred in the American version Vanilla Sky. He also asked Penelope Cruz to play the same role as she did in the Spanish version. In 2001, Aminabal directed one of his most famous films, Los Otros, starring Nicole Kidman. Later, in 2004, he directed and produced the film La Adentro, a true story about Ramón Sampedro, played by Javier Bardem, who was paralyzed from the neck down and decided to end his own life. This film was another huge success for Aminabal, and he won 14 Goya Awards and an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. English director Christopher Nolan has worked on some of the biggest blockbusters ever made. Nolan's career changed when he won the chance to bring the Batman series to life in 2005. In 2010, Nolan captivated audiences again when he directed and produced the sci-fi action film Inception. It became one of the most talked about films of the year. Inception received 4 Academy Awards and 8 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Original Screenplay. Nolan contributes to every part of his films. Although he is very good at storytelling, he also pays close attention to the way the camera films his stories and what it shows the audience. This is especially true when he focuses on a character or on a conversation between two important characters. He places the camera behind his actor at eye level to let the audience see the situation from the character's point of view. In The Prestige 2006, the camera follows the main character, Angier, and lets us see his view of the world so we feel we are in his head. Nolan's film Dunkirk 2017 shocked the audience by showing the action close-up. We saw inside the cockpits of the fighter planes, and when we watched the soldiers on the beach, we saw they were just boys fighting for their lives. He filmed the battle at Dunkirk in a way the audience felt they were experiencing it firsthand. We didn't hear conversation, just orders from the officers, cries for help from the boys, and the sound of radio operators as they tried to help the soldiers.